Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. We've got an outstanding hour straight ahead for you, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, including distracted driving. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about in this hour of the broadcast. We're also going to be talking about the power of women and automobiles. When you stop and think about it, 50% of all new vehicles today are purchased by females, and about 80% are influenced by the female in the family, and certainly it's a demographic that has not been overlooked by the automakers, and we're going to have a very special guest joining us coming up a little later on in this half hour of the broadcast. Our telephone number, toll-free from around North America, is, as usual, it's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer to reach out via the email, it's no problem at all, because I've got emails up and running as we speak. So all you have to do right now is just email me up anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also want to remind everybody that if you would like some free wash drops, that's right, we're still giving away the very cool product called Wash Drops, which allows you to wash your vehicle without having to hose it off. And that's very unusual, to say the least. You just take a few drops of this solution, about an ounce or so, and you drop it into a bucket of water. And then you do one section of your vehicle at a time, and then you dry off that particular section. And it's that simple. All you have to do is then dry it off, and you don't have to rinse it. So I've never encountered anything else like it up until I met this particular product, and the people involved with the product are definitely very cool, to say the least. So we're giving away some free samples of that. So all you have to do is email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, distracted driving is something that everybody is faced with today, and we have a very special guest joining us right now from Kiplinger's magazine to tell us all about it. Let's welcome that gentleman right now. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. This is, without question, a major issue, to say the least. I mean, today, with automobiles, with vehicles in general, I mean, we're bombarded by everything from the advanced infotainment systems that are embedded into the vehicle these days, not to mention the smartphones and the tablets and different devices. Distracted driving has become a huge problem.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something like 30,000 people a year die on our highways, our public roads, which is a horrible number. Fortunately, it's down a bit from recent years, but it's still a terrible loss of life every year. And the auto safety folks and experts that I talk to regularly say that something like 95% of all those fatalities are related to some sort of driver error. You know, someone makes a mistake behind the wheel, and with all of these distractions, whether it's smartphones or infotainment systems in the car, it's safe to assume that a lot of those human errors are linked to some sort of distracting influence. And it's a real tragedy that so many people are getting into accidents, getting hurt, getting killed, because they're not paying full attention to the road.
Let's talk a little bit about your findings in this latest article that you've done from Kiplinger's. Certainly younger demographics are so into digital devices. It's interesting that a lot of the automakers today, when they start with a clean sheet and want to look at the interior of a vehicle and some of the important attributes that the vehicle needs to have in general, connectivity is now way up there at the top of the list, where in previous generations it was all about styling and high performance, handling, stuff like that. But younger generations, the millennial generation, certainly has been brought up with devices, and this is what they really put the most importance on. The single most important feature of a vehicle is how well it connects, how well the connectivity is with their particular device.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. This is definitely the smartphone generation that's coming of age and buying cars now. It's a little bit sad to me, honestly, as a driving enthusiast. You know, when I read about a new model, I want to hear about horsepower, I want to hear about torque, I want to hear about transmissions, I want to hear about suspension setups, you know, all of those performance sort of metrics. But increasingly, it's true. We're seeing automakers marketing, you know, electronic technological features that don't really have anything to do with driving. If anything, they kind of take away from the driving experience, I would argue. 10 years ago, I would have been very surprised if you told me that cars would be coming with data plans the way cell phones do. But now it's a commonplace thing, and it's a source of revenue for the auto industry. Obviously, if someone's paying for a recurring service like that, it's a new marketing feature. It's what younger folks want. And, you know, frankly, there aren't as many young people even bothering to get a driver's license these days compared to previous generations. So I think automakers are very eager to give them whatever it is they want that will get them onto the dealership lot and buy a car.
The next thing around the bend, as you've written about in Kiplinger's, Jim, is driverless cars. You say that we're not that far away from it happening, about 2020, you're predicting?
Yep, that's right. We think that by 2020, if not sooner, you will be able to buy a car capable of substantial amounts of autonomous driving, maybe not 100% autonomous, but cars that maybe will be able to drive for you for long periods of time, especially on the highway, sort of in a very advanced cruise control scenario. But we definitely think this is coming and it's going to be here very soon. In fact, you can argue that autonomy is already here. There are so many safety features and convenience features in a lot of new cars being sold right now that are effectively autonomous driving. It's sort of small scale. It's cars that can park themselves. Now Ford is showing an SUV that can pull out of a parking spot, you know, in a tight parking garage situation. It'll back out so you don't have to worry about, you know, dinging somebody's door, getting in there. Mm-hmm. Cars that can adapt traffic in front of them on the highway with radar. You sense that, you know, traffic is slowing down in front of you, so it slows down automatically, can sense an obstacle on the road, and will bring the car to a halt if you don't hit the brakes. And these are what I would call baby steps toward driverless cars of the future. The first sort of instances of this technology being used for safety reasons and some convenience reasons, and kind of to test out how much do today's car buyers really like this sort of technology. How much do they want it? Are they willing to pay for it? And I think what automakers are seeing right now is, yes, people do like this, and it does improve safety in a lot of ways, and people are willing to pay for it. So I think we will see a lot more of it.
Associate editor Jim Patterson is with us from Kiplinger's. We're telling everybody around North America about driverless cars are coming soon, no later than 2020. You can check it out in a recent Kiplinger's letter, which really outlines what we're talking about. We're going to put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. We're going to continue our discussion about driverless cars. It's all straight ahead. Right here on Auto World, don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long. Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
We want to welcome all of our great listeners on the information station, AM 800 TKLW, Windsor, Ontario. I was having a little computer trouble off the top here, so I apologize to all of our listeners as well as Associate Editor Jim Patterson from Kiplinger's, because we're talking all about driverless car technology and the fact that driverless cars are coming soon, no later than 2020, and you can read this in the latest letter at Kiplinger.com.
Let's talk a little bit more about the products that you mentioned a little bit earlier in our past segment there, Jim. It is so true. I mean, nowadays you've got these vehicles from all different kinds of automakers. Lexus was the first one to have the self-park vehicles. Now, of course, Ford has got it, including some inexpensive models like the Focus and Escape, and you know, some of this high-end technologies is filtered in across the board. The Jeep Cherokee can not only parallel park, but it also can perpendicular park. When you get into the advanced electronics, the cruise control, which actually will take care of you just in case you're in cruise control mode and all of a sudden you start approaching slower traffic, it will automatically adjust. But some high-end automakers even take it a little bit further. I remember the first time I drove a BMW 7 Series that would basically creep along in traffic without your foot on either the gas or the brake pedal. And it's a little bit hard to get used to. I know my foot was hovering right over that brake pedal.
That's right. It's definitely a huge change from what we've all grown up with and what we're all used to, and it will definitely take a lot of getting used to. And I think, as I said before, I think that's why automakers are introducing these sorts of features one at a time, perhaps starting off with their highest-end models, their flagship models, billing them as desirable safety features on luxury models. You know, I don't think any of these automakers want to introduce this sort of stuff too quickly. They want to see how people react to it. They want to give people a chance to warm up to it and to see the safety benefits of this sort of autonomous driving, part-time autonomous driving, mm-hmm. sort of emergency intervention autonomous driving. I think they're being smart about this, but it's very strategic. It's a little bit at a time. Let people experience it, let them get used to it, and then do a little bit more.
Yeah, and it certainly is going to save a lot of accidents and a lot of lives, being very fortunate to get a test vehicle to evaluate every week. You know, you get used to having the lane departure warning system or the blind spot detection system on your vehicle. Once you drive some of these new vehicles, it certainly makes the driving experience a lot safer. And the other thing that I find that I very much like in some of the newer vehicles is the fact that they can brake themselves in the case of an emergency. I know Subaru, you know, not an expensive brand, has this capability that if you're driving and you're distracted and all of a sudden the guy in front of you slams on his brakes, the Subaru will actually come to a complete stop.
Right, and a lot of safety analysts like IIHS have looked at those sorts of technologies, the front collision prevention sort of technologies that are usually radar based, and they've concluded, yeah, these things really do work. Groups like that are very cautious before they give the thumbs up to any sort of new safety technology. They really want to study it and look at the data, and they're finding, yes, this really does prevent accidents. It really is an upgrade for cars. It really does guard against a lot of the most common and most deadly accidents. And as you pointed out, these features are available on pretty mainstream models. I don't think Subaru is seen as a they're certainly making a lot of good cars these days, mm-hmm. but they're not seen as an ultra luxury sort of brand. But the fact is, this sort of technology isn't necessarily that expensive once it gets developed. We're talking about a lot of electronic computer processing here. We're not talking about really sophisticated new engine or transmission. It's not so much physical hardware and moving parts as it is electronic sensors and more powerful computer chips and more advanced algorithms to process the information those sensors are providing. You know, that stuff, it sounds gee whiz, it sounds futuristic, but once it gets developed and is safe enough to be put on one model, it can be put on a whole lot of models pretty cheaply. This is not a hand built V8 engine from Ferrari or something we're talking about. This is mass replicable sort of technology.
Absolutely. Driverless cars are coming soon. Kiplinger Leather Letter Forecast. It's a front page article in the Kiplinger Letter, and Jim Patterson, associate editor, is the author of the article. And you point out that this trend towards driverless cars is going to not only have the effect of fewer accidents, less damage, also it will lead to lower insurance premiums. And certainly if you're an inexperienced driver, a teenage driver, or an older driver, these technologies are definitely going to help.
Right, absolutely. I've spoken with folks in the insurance industry about this, and they point out that teenage drivers and elderly drivers both tend to pay higher insurance premiums. They both tend to have an elevated risk of accidents, at least according to the, you know, the insurance data that, that insurance companies use to assess premiums. Actually, I had one source point out to me that, that the risk level for new drivers, teenage drivers, and elderly drivers is remarkably similar. And so these are two groups of people, two groups of drivers who I think will really benefit as accidents become more easily mitigated or prevented by electronic sensors and computers that can step in and sort of take the wheel, so to speak. You know, these are drivers who maybe either they lack experience, so they don't anticipate dangerous situations as well, or perhaps their reaction time is a little bit slower than it used to be. In both cases, those are perfect situations where computers, artificial intelligence, electronic sensors can really fill the gap and react much faster and keep people out of harm's way. And that should mean that those folks don't have to pay as much of a penalty in higher insurance premiums down the road.
That's great. Jim, we really haven't covered here on the program Google's driverless car. To me, it's kind of a joke in a way, but it's certainly, you know, being put together by the Google folks, and they of course, are so huge in the world today. What do you think about Google and its attempt to have this driverless vehicle?
Well, I think they started out probably by just wanting to see if they could do this. You know, Google has a long history of taking on high-tech challenges in a lot of different areas that maybe we don't normally associate with Google. You know, this isn't necessarily a case of internet technology. This is a road-going vehicle with radar and cameras, et cetera, you know, driving itself on public roads. First of all, they have shown it does work.
Second of all,
I think they're very interested in being a technological provider for automakers in the future. You know, I think they believe this is...
Hold that thought, Jim. We'll be right back.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with four,
live all across North America on regular radio stations like the information station AM 800 CKLW, or we're on tape delay on a lot of stations around the country. We're also live all across the world via the internet, GCNalive.com, and coming back soon, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We're finishing up here with Associate Editor Jim Patterson from Kiplinger's, who's telling us all about the lead story in the Kiplinger letter, and it's all about driverless cars are coming soon. And before the hard bottom of the hour break, I was getting Jim's comments on Google's recent release of their driverless car, and you really point out a lot of good points there. Google does like to tackle a lot of products, and certainly this vehicle has a whole lot of technology built into it. It's an interesting project.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And here's the bottom line, I think, for why Google is doing this. They're not just showing that they have a lot of smart people who can make neat projects. You know, Google's bread and butter is advertising revenue. You know, they gave everyone a great search engine, and then they used information that people provided them when they searched for something to display ads that they thought people would be relevant for individual users. And, of course, companies pay Google for that advertising. It's, I think, an extension of that philosophy with self-driving cars. Google figures if they can help be the technical provider that enables self-driving cars through software or hardware, et cetera, that's a big advertising opportunity, because that would enable someone like Google to potentially know, you know, where you as a driver are, where you're going, what you're doing right now and tailor advertising accordingly. You know, that's something that most advertisers would kill for right now, to be able to know where folks are in their cars, why they're driving somewhere, what store they're about to go to, what they're looking for. Huge potential there, especially as cars become more and more connected to the Internet, to turn cars into platforms for personalized advertising. So I think that's what's going on here ultimately with Google. Sounds a little creepy on in some ways, you know, but it makes perfect sense for their business model.
Jim, I think you've absolutely hit it right on the head there. I mean, that's brilliant. You're absolutely right. Well, I've really enjoyed your visit with us here today and would love to establish a more regular relationship with yourself and the folks at Kiplinger's, and would love to invite you to come back real soon. But in the meantime, tell folks all around North America about Kiplinger's as well as this letter which contains this driverless vehicle forecast.
Sure. At Kiplinger, we write about a whole lot of different topics: personal finance advice, investing, the economy. We talk a lot about business, different trends in different industries, and we talk about politics. Since we're based here in Washington, we don't ever take sides. We're a nonpartisan publication, but we try to tell people what's going on with the federal government, what sort of new regulations or laws are coming, especially things that affect people's businesses or affect investors. And you can read a lot of great free content about all those topics at Kiplinger.com. And you can also check out our various newsletters, including the Kiplinger Letter. It's a weekly four-page newsletter that covers a wide range of topics, business, economy, politics, different industries, technology, et cetera. So check out Kiplinger.com. There's a lot of great info on there.
Excellent. Jim, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Real pleasure.
Thanks. We move from driverless cars to women and car buying. I just recently became aware of a great resource, which is called womendrivers.com. And they recently put out a list of brands that are preferred by women. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more with the woman who is the president and car buying advocate for WomenDrivers.com. Ann Fleming, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Bob, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the program. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's begin by talking about the power of women. When it comes to buying vehicles, lots of folks, and not all dealers, really recognize the purchasing power of the buying segment. Tell us about the power of women and their influence on the new car buying process, as well as the number of new cars that are bought.
Sure, Bob. I think the industry over the past 10, 15 years has long known and understood the purchasing power of women. But I think really in the past couple years, post 2008, 2009, and especially once we got past the tipping point of social media, women's impact is truly being valued and understood more by the industry and by dealers. And just to share with you, some of the power and some of the data points, women buy 50% of all vehicles, but because of their influence, because of, it might be the man buying, but she actually influences up to 80% of all purchases. And based upon research in 2013 from the NADA as well as CNW Research, women buy an estimated 27 million vehicles at new and used car dealerships. So when you break that down on a daily basis, Bob, women are purchasing 75,000 vehicles a day. That's just on the purchasing side. And then going into the service side of a dealership, mm-hmm. what's called the service drive, women actually account for over 65% of all visits. So women are interacting, as they have been for many years, but they're interacting on a daily basis with dealerships in the United States on a very high and regular basis.
That is so true. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, once you're married like myself, and I got married late in life and very blessed to have a 3-year-old daughter, and you know, we have a family vehicle right now, and my tastes tend to run towards more high performance vehicles and stuff like that. And we were in a parking lot recently, and I pointed to a particular four-door kind of high performance, what I consider family car, and my wife said, "No way! I won't be seen in something like that." So,
right. I think the other thing, that's happening is there's certainly a cultural shift in women's roles today in 2014. There's reports that almost a third of women out-earn their husbands. Mm-hmm. And certainly, times have changed. So women are making more money. And I think also the dealership and the industry, they're also acknowledging that women are part of the decision-making process. Even if she is, like in your case, even if they're going in as husband and wife, she is still being acknowledged as not the primary buyer, but certainly being acknowledged as the decision maker of the two. So I think that the face of the modern day woman, and certainly the modern day family, has changed, and dealerships are recognizing that. They're welcoming the change, and that's why businesses like ours are frankly being welcomed and used by many forward thinking dealerships.
There's no question that the internet has really transformed the car buying process for consumers, and certainly has affected dealers and transformed their business as well. There are so many resources out there available today and for consumers to do research, to do pricing, to find out what the vehicle was, what the purchase price of the vehicle for the dealer was. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the power of the internet, and we'll talk more about women-drivers.com, and we'll talk about some of the most favored brands by women. All straight ahead, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of wash drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or Ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Ann Fleming is our very special guest, president and car buying advocate. The website to check out is women-drivers.com. We're talking about the power and influence of women in the car buying process. And before the break there, I was pointing out that certainly the Internet has revolutionized things for consumers as well as dealers. And women, even more than men, really like to do their research before going into the dealership, which is, of course, something that we all should be doing.
You know, Bob, just as few as 5-6 years ago, women were going to 4 or 5 dealers to, you know, to do their research and to determine where they were going to actually purchase their vehicle. Today, our data, women go to 2 dealers. That's it. And it's a very, very short window of time that dealers have to make an impression, you know, on a woman. If a woman leaves the dealership and she doesn't buy, 2/3 of the time she will not return to that dealership. So it's really critical for, you know, dealership personnel. In fact, our research shows that, you know, women are more interested in the first minute and a half of her engagement with a salesperson and establishing trust and making sure that it's a respectful relationship. That is paramount to her over the price of the vehicle. But if she leaves, she won't come back. I think we've all heard stories like that. So to your point about women and the Internet, women actually are 50% more likely to rely on online reviews. She doesn't want to get it wrong. She wants to get it right. So that's where car dealer reviews are so very pivotal. And, of course, when it comes to reviews, women are actually, this is a J.D. Power report, J.D. Power reported that women are more generous than men when they actually rate their dealership experience. And, of course, that's what our business platform is all about, is connecting this powerful group of buyers, with the, you know, women's segment, this powerful group of buyers with dealers that are certified women-friendly.
That's great. Transparency is a word that we never used to hear when it came to purchasing vehicles. And today it's not that uncommon. The fact that everybody's kind of on the same plane, you know what the dealer paid for the vehicle, you know what his profit potential is going to be, and it really is changed the landscape of the car buying price process. And I know you folks at women-drivers.com do a great job at providing that transparency.
Well, we do. Just a little bit about our business. What you said is exactly correct, Bob. Women can buy the car basically for the same price, almost, give or take a couple hundred dollars at, you know, if we're talking about a Chevrolet dealership, at three Chevrolet dealerships in her respective city. So then the question becomes, well, where is she going to buy the vehicle? Where is she going to spend her time? You know, and that's where online reviews make such a difference. So at Women Drivers, you know, what we do, we're actually a platform for women to come and to rate her experience at dealerships. We're the premier site that connects, again, as I said, this powerful group of buyers and sellers. Now, women have the opportunity to rate three experiences. We always think of service, you know, buying, of course, service. But then there's what we call shopping. That's when she goes into a dealership. And, you know, she'll be thinking about leasing versus buying. She's got a few nuts and bolts to work out financially. And so women also have the opportunity to write a review on shopping. The report that you alluded to, Bob, is all about women's experiences when buying. And that's based upon what we measure on our site. There's different satisfaction indexes. What we measure on Women Drivers is called Women Satisfaction. That's the score. And so that's for the first 6 months of the year, and different dealerships all over the United States have their own overall score. And then what we do is we simply take all the reviews for all the brands during that time period, January through June, and we average the scores for women's purchasing experiences based upon how they rated their experience and how the scores ended up.
That's fantastic. It's a great report, the 2014 U.S. Women's Car Buying Report, shopping, buying, leasing, and service trends at car dealerships. And some of the information that you've uncovered here I think is fascinating, including the top five reasons for buying at a particular dealership. And the first one surprised me. And it shouldn't surprise me, because it certainly makes a whole lot of sense. But number one reason, according to the report, is treatment by the salesperson.
It's all about first engagement. I mean, women make their decision whether she's going to buy from an individual or not, typically within the first 2 to 3 minutes. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, gosh, you know, trust takes years to be established. No, we all know it actually doesn't. We've all been in certain situations where trust can be established in a matter of 30 seconds. And so it's really telling with some of the high scores that dealerships and certainly the OEMs and the brands have, that the treatment that women are experiencing, not just in the first 2 or 3 minutes, because that's when trust, respect, and rapport get established, but then throughout the entire buying process, she might be at the dealership for the next 2 to 3 hours, that she is actually having a very, very strong and positive experience at that dealership.
And you have some great charts here, the top 15 brands shopping and buying via score, as well as an overall look at the top 15 brands overall. Looks like Mercedes does extremely well in these surveys.
It does, absolutely. Some of the Mercedes, Volvo, Lincoln, actually a couple of the brands that have jumped up in the past 6 months in their WSI score, and I think it really is an opportunity to applaud those dealerships as well as the OEMs. There's always training happening on the back end. That's not our business model, but there's always training happening for dealership personnel to, you know, we call retain their customers, but that's really a nice word as a concept. It really comes down to human engagement. And a couple of the brands that have jumped up since we last published this report, Bob, 6 months ago, are Volvo, which, of course, we typically think is a great family brand, a great family a product. Toyota, the same. And then Lincoln. You know, a lot of times we think of Lincoln as pretty much more male-centric, but there's a lot of things happening out of Lincoln that are actually, they really want to turn the tables because they know, again, some of the purchasing power of women. So they're doing some things that at the store level, and certainly from a branding perspective, to appeal to more women. So Lincoln jumped up in scores as well.
Yes, I noticed that. And certainly Lincoln is a brand in transition, trying to, as you said, kind of reinvent itself. And they've offered a number of very interesting little promotions, including being able to take a car for a test drive for a weekend, and even for I believe they had a kind of like a date night where they actually paid for the restaurant as well, which is very cool. And another interesting thing that you've got here in the service area, and that is women as a whole tend to go back to the dealership for service more than men. And in doing so, they also like a lot of concierge services, like number one ranking courtesy vehicle. That's always extremely nice if you're able to get that, if your vehicle's in for service, Wi-Fi or TV if you're waiting for it, a cafe, and a child's play area. There aren't many dealerships that I'm aware of that actually have a child's play area, but what a great idea.
Well, it is, and you will see a lot more of them in the future, Bob. A lot of the four concierge services you just mentioned, typically you'll see at the larger dealership group. But it's really imperative for some of the smaller groups or the independents to stay competitive. And having these amenities, they don't cost a lot of money. But certainly, I mean, they do cost money, let's be clear, but they don't cost a lot of money as a percent of the total. And I think it's really imperative to, I don't even want to use the word cutting edge, because these are kind of fundamental things that have been going on in other industries for quite some time, less, of course, the courtesy vehicle. But it's really important while she's buying the car that she doesn't have, you know, her children have a safe place that's, you know, being monitored by an adult, but they have a safe place to just be. We all know that a lot of women, you know, get divorced. Many couples, many marriages don't work. 20% of all women never even marry.
That's so true. And hold that thought. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.